This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Market Watch reports that the rise of so-called fake news is producing a record number of journalism majors. The publication quotes one young person who says students are concerned they have not been paying attention and holding politicians accountable enough for their actions. Market Watch also reports this is not the first indication that the current political climate is boosting the news business. It also points out that some news organizations have enjoyed substantial increases in subscriptions since President Trump's election.
Well, perhaps it took an event and this kind of time and situation the apex of all that's happening to maybe force this happening. I'm very encouraged to hear this. I'm looking forward or hoping to see the same result here. I know we've had, speaking at student newspapers sometimes, we've had some positions that were suddenly open and that we've had to try to struggle and scramble and fill. But students do come forward and they fill those slots. But could we see and need more students? Sure. And I myself just came from a newsroom that is being stripped of reporters all the time. So, no, this is a good thing, and I hopefully it's a trend.
What I'd like to see even more, Rich, you mentioned that more people are subscribing to papers. That is fantastic.
Yes.
We need more people who are paying attention to the news, and whether that's students or paying people who want a subscription to the local paper, I'm very, very happy to see that. The more people who are paying attention and subscribing to newspapers, getting the local news, the better it is for America. I mean, also for our business in general, our industry, but so much better for democracy.
And to that point, I would just say that, informed citizenry, you know, they should be looking at all sorts of media and go online, go social media. That's fine. And use it with a grain of salt. But, yes, I think that's a good point that, a good informed citizenry is watching the news, listening to the news, radio, and getting some more in-depth reporting in newspapers. So this is just a good thing, and it only bodes well.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be able to tell the difference between some of the fake news networks or the people who are really not being objective journalists, and they'll be able to tell the difference between people who are doing a good job with that and then people who aren't doing a good job with that.
In the comments section of this article, one person wrote, "What has destroyed journalism within the United States of America in the past 3-plus decades is hype, sensationalism, or tabloid-style journalism." And I think we have seen a rise in that those sorts of journalism in the last, 20 or 30 years, maybe more. So maybe a return to a more standard practices and telling people what's important for them to know rather than giving them the fluffy stuff that maybe is just easier to digest.
Yeah, and my dream as a old newspaper man is to out of the ashes, rises newspapers again. And that's my bias, but I'd like to see that. And I think it comes to show that the legacy journalism will rise above all the rumor and innuendo and things that are popular and
clickbait,
exactly. All these things that are very gimmicky. And I think what happens now, folks are really starving for the truth, and they're starving for good reporting. And these tried and true vehicles that we've had forever will rise to the occasion.
Yeah, what I recommend people do is when they see that clickbaity journalism, and with the rise of social media, I mean, we see this more and more. But what really irritates me is when I see a news station post or repost some commercial website, something that has nothing to do with journalism. It's not even their story, and they're sharing these things as if they are news. So when you see things like that, it helps to call it out and go, hey, this isn't even a news story. What is this? I think more people who call out news stations who are getting lazy, I think it's good. I think people need to take notice and let the stations know, hey, we're taking notice of this. What is this that you just posted on Facebook or Twitter? And that's something that occasionally I will do and say, hey, this isn't even news. What is this story from such and such website you are reposting? It really bothers me to see things like that. But what they're doing is trying to get more and more people on their page. And that is the sensational tactics that you're discussing.
It was not that long ago, it seemed, that People were not going into journalism. You know, the question, why would you go into journalism when the president is constantly attacking journalists, claiming that we're all reporting fake news? So what do you suppose is leading to this sort of turnaround where now the idea of fake news is encouraging, supposedly encouraging, more young people to consider a career in journalism?
I think it's out of just a response of some refreshed, impassioned purpose to get to the truth and to get to the point of view, because I think what some younger folks and folks of all ages, I think they're seeing that you have to go over online or so forth with a grain of salt, and we can't just trust everything we see on the screen. And perhaps folks want to provide better reporting or better use to do that, and they feel that they're the folks to do that and a generation to do that. And perhaps maybe if this is not too much of a stretch, this this generation right now that's going to be that's been marching in protest of gun safety and so forth, maybe there might be some kind of a grassroots initiative that way. I would hope so, because I think that some of the things that have happened here in recent history and the kind of reporting and then the fake news allegations, people should be outraged. I know journalists are outraged, and hopefully the citizenry and the general public will catch up to that. And I think they're on to it by now.
Yeah, I think Will has a point. When it's something that affects you, and I think there have been plenty of topics that are affecting young people right now, when it affects you, you go, oh, wait a minute, I need to pay attention. And I think we're seeing that rash of topics happen, and high schoolers especially are paying attention to this now.
When I was a young teenager, if that's not redundant, a young teenager, Watergate happened, and you saw the power of journalism. And even though I didn't immediately pursue journalism, that certainly sparked my interest, and I think is one of the factors that eventually led to me being a journalist, is seeing how that played out and how you could hold power accountable. Perhaps we're seeing some of that this time around, too.
I think maybe perhaps we are, given this is coming from the presidency and the controversy and the chaos and the turmoil. And I think folks wondering what is truth and what is not. I don't think that's too far of a comparison. And I think that perhaps this is what we're seeing.
Yeah. And when you see lies on television spoken by people who are very powerful figures in the country, you go, huh. Maybe I need to pay attention to what's going on here. I know the reason I got into journalism was, again, holding the powerful accountable. That was something that really spoke to me. And I think maybe students are latching onto that concept.
Yeah, when someone in a position of power lies to you and you know they're lying and yet they deny that they're lying, that can spark an interest. You want to know more.
Right.
And perhaps, hopefully, that is inspiring people to get into journalism. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.